few other prophecies here in verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. All these point to His suffering on the cross, chapter 22. For us, it is in the past, about 2,000 years ago. Now, Jesus having resurrected, He now is in Psalms 23 in His relationship with the church. Psalms 23 talks about the sevenfold manifestations of Jesus Christ to the church. In Psalm chapter 1, the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Ra'ah, which is, the Lord is my shepherd. There are seven Jehovahs, seven manifestations of Jehovahs. And He says, the Lord is my shepherd, there is Jehovah Ra'ah, I shall not want. In other words, He shall be my provider, Jehovah Jireh. Then Psalms chapter 23, in verse 2, it says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. The word still means waters that are calm and peaceful. Jehovah Shalom, the manifestation of Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Verse 3, He restores my soul. The word restores also speaks about healing. Jehovah Rapha, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. The Lord is my righteousness, Jehovah Sekeno. For His name's sake, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. The Lord is here, the Lord is with me, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He prepares a table. He's before us in the presence of our enemies. He's like our covering. He's like our banner. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. So we see in this wonderful Psalm, Psalm 23, how the Lord Jesus Christ is everything to us. Now, we just look at just one psalm and we see how beautiful it is. The book of Psalms consists of one of the finest harmony of prophecy in the Bible. The finest harmony of truths tied together. The book of Psalms is like the book of Pentateuch brought together in a beautiful garment. For example, I could give you a little present, and I could give you five bales of cloth. And I said, you take these five bales and you make it as it is. That will be like God delivering the Pentateuchs, raw material. But the book of Psalms is like taking you and measuring you, and then taking those five bales and making it into clothing for you. Same thing. The truths that are there are tied and they're brought forth and they're emphasized. Truths that apply to the depths of our soul, the depths of our needs, spirit, soul and body. Powerful, this book of Psalms. And by the time you read Psalms 24, it is Jesus Christ, the coming King. So Psalms 22, 23, 24 apply directly to the church. Moves to talk about Jesus. And then from Psalms 25, right on to Psalms chapter 29, the tone of the Psalms is different. Those talk about Jesus and the Jews. And you see all the various things happen. The tribulation will be mentioned. And the final coming of glory with destruction against the Antichrist is mentioned. Right up to Psalms 29. So there are Psalms, and this is what I call the Isaac section. Because Isaac represents Jesus and the bride, Isaac and Rebekah story. Similar to the Isaac-Rebekah story in Genesis. And this is the section in book 1. By the time you read Psalms 30, it has changed the flow. The flow has changed now in Psalms chapter 30. And you notice now, it begins to focus on prayer. That's the life of Jacob. Jacob's life is a life of struggling, a life of great effort, and his life typified the struggle of prayer. He had to prevail in prayer to finally become an Israel. He was renamed Israel. So Psalms 30 speaks about Jacob and his family, and all those things that were there, all those things he cried out to, all those things he tried to grab hold of, and etc. The covenant and the birthright. And finally, in Psalms 31, you begin to see the sufferings of Jacob. And the same thing he said in Genesis are almost the same here. You notice in Psalms 31. Let me just show you a few places. Laban is an idol worshipper, and in verse 6, it says, I have hated those who regard vain idols. Psalms 31, verse 10. Verse 9, verse 10. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Now, Jacob, as he served Laban, always was cheated. And 10 times his salary was changed. And he said, my eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sigh. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. Now we know that directly it talks about David and all that he was experiencing, right? You could have what I call a direct interpretation. Each psalm talks about the person who sings in his testimony and all those things, etc. But we are what I call seeing the overall picture. The overall picture, and see how it relates to the entire Bible. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. And we see here, these are the statements made by Jacob himself. Chapter 31. In verse, looking over and verse 7, yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me. Then in Genesis 31, verse 38. These 20 years I have been with you, he told Laban. Your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beasts I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. You require it by my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. There I was, in the day the drought consumed me. The frost by night, my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. Now doesn't that sound like him being consumed, his flesh being consumed, right to the bone, and all the turmoil and the suffering that was going through? That sounds very much like Psalms 31, Jacob and Laban. And finally, in Psalms 32, you begin to see how Jacob, as he returned back, see, you tied the book of Pentateuch to the book of Psalms by looking at the high points and the low points. The high points and the low points usually have a psalm that you could tie together. As Jacob went back on his way to the land of Canaan again, as he went back to where his father is to meet Esau, his brother, we all remember that famous story of Jacob struggling in prayer. And that is where, in the book of Psalms 32 and 33, you find something about that struggle. How he struggled to break through in forgiveness. How he struggled to break into the covenant of God. And his name was changed to Israel. And in Psalms 35... Psalms 34 speaks about his meeting with Esau. And then Psalms 35 and 36 are Jacob and his sons. 37, Jacob as he was in a land and there was a bit of fighting among his sons and the people around. You remember that story. All this can be tied up, which we are not going in detail into. But what we want to end the first book of Psalms is this. To look at the life of Joseph, and you find it also the change over back to the life of Joseph in the book of Psalms. And that is found in the book of Psalms. I hope tonight you brought the book of Psalms because we're looking at the Bible a lot tonight. And if you don't have a Bible, just look over into your neighbor's one. Psalms chapter 36-38. There is a change over in Psalms 38. It talks about rejection. The life of Joseph. He started with a wonderful favor from Jacob, his father. But he was rejected. And a lot of truths, a lot of things that happen, and a lot of things that possibly go through his soul. For example, sometimes you think about Joseph as he was rejected. What went on in his life? What was the struggles in his life? And as we read the historical books, it's very hard to picture. We can only picture as we have experienced it ourselves, or we have seen others experience, or we read others experience rejection, and we roughly can picture what it was like. The Psalms help you to picture what the historical books are like. Let me just point to one verse in the book of Genesis. Statement made by Joseph's brothers that tell you the turmoil that went into his life when he was rejected and sold by his brothers. That's right towards the end of the book of Genesis. Genesis. And we look over at the encounter of Joseph's brother and Joseph in chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42. Verse 21. They did not know that Joseph was the ruler and they didn't recognize him. And so they were discussing among themselves when Joseph treated them roughly. And among their discussion is verse 20. Looking over here in chapter 42, verse 21. They said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul." All the historical books give you is just one little phrase that says, his soul was in anguish. When he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. So how to imagine that anguish? When you turn over to the book of Psalms, chapter 38, you can see all those things that would possibly have gone through his heart and his mind. That he had to wrestle with, just like you and I had to wrestle with, when sometimes you face rejection in your life or crisis in your life. So all these things are more explicit in Psalms 38. And look at some of those things in verse 6. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go moaning all the day long. Now that's quite easy to imagine, because you can imagine here is the youngest brother, sold as a slave, rejected by his own brothers, and he's crying all the way as a slave, half naked, being brought by these Ishmaelite traders to be sold in Egypt. You can imagine that. And I could easily identify with a little bit of that, but not as much to the extent that Joseph went through. I know what rejection is like. And I remember in the early days of the ministry, when the ministry was just coming up, and God opened a few doors among certain Christian groups, and